Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries, and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now, on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome to Day 3, Saturday, at Star Wars Celebration, the Steel Wars blog pod. You will be following me around at whatever I do, whoever I bump into. I will grab the mic and have a chat. And today is an exciting day for Steel Wars, the podcast, because our live podcast is tonight. And I cannot wait at the Motor Row City Brewery Company. So I've got a live podcast all sold out, got some amazing special guests, some good surprises, and I'm very excited. So we're going to hit the floor. It's about 12:30 now, a bit late. Oh, hey, Dan. I'm here. Hey. Dan Grievous has just popped up.
Hello there.
How you doing? What country are you from, Dan?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. One of the best Garias.
Thank you.
What's been going on? What are you doing? What are you seeing today?
I was all the way downtown, and I went walking to Willis Tower, sightseeing. Love the city so far.
Ah, so you've done some non-Star Wars stuff.
Yes.
Traitor.
Yeah.
You're getting heckled by a stormtrooper. Yeah. Who's the proper person? You're in character saying traitor. I appreciate that. Have a good day, you guys. Love the Biker Scout, by the way. Biker Scout's the best stormtrooper, by the way.
Oh, yes. I do love those. A good traitor here and there. It's nice.
What's your highlight been so far, buddy?
It has to be the traitor and the panel for episode 9 and meeting Vanessa Marshall and James Huffington. Wonderful.
Nice. Where are you going now? Over there?
Yep. Over there.
Are you okay. There? No, I'm going to go hit the floor and try and get my bearings. I spent all morning having to upload stuff to Australia, so yeah.
I'm going to try to enter the Jedi Fallen Order panel and see what happens there.
Okay. Well, you can be my on the site reporter. You find out what's going on with this video game.
Will do.
Come find me later on.
Of course.
And then we'll get a live report.
Understood, sir.
Is that how I am?
Oh, no.
All right. Cheers, man. Dan Grievous. Dan's like one of these guys that we see at every celebration. And it's like that's one of my favorite parts of these friendships that we make at a convention. And then 2 years later, it's like, hey! And it's just like old times. And in the middle, there's like 8,000 tweets. So, I very much enjoy that part of Star Wars Celebration. So we're just walking down to the convention center. It is a mildly brisk Chicago Saturday afternoon. Just a hoodie today, but oh my God, that Windy City thing. Get over it. We get it. It's windy. But let's hit the floor and we'll see who we find and what's going on. We'll just pinball around. Very exciting. Alrighty, guys. I've just bumped into Christian Harloff from Collider. And listen, buddy. This is a golden era for you. What's up? Golden era for you. It's Harloff Demption. You called the Emperor.
Oh, yeah.
And many didn't believe.
They all yelled at me still. They thought, dude, I was a crazy person.
Dude, I thought you were a crazy person. So I'm here for the Harloff Demption.
Oh, thank you.
What did you think of the laugh?
The laugh, I turned into Frank the Tank from Old School, because when it happened, I did the double pump. Like it wasn't so much of a I told you so, as just like, will you please stop yelling at me on the internet, please? I can guess these things sometimes.
If you were Frank the Tank, you would have been, bring your blue lightning.
Yeah, right. But it was, no, man, it was cool. I like to hear it at the end. It just also shows, and there's going to be a big part. But it all, if you think about it, though, too, because people said to me, you had inside information. I said, I didn't. If you look at it, it really, it's a simple prediction when you think about what they've set up. And the first is, they, it seems like, maybe learn from their mistakes, because they kill off Maul in episode one, mm-hmm. and then they got to build up a brand new villain in Dooku, who didn't really get to the heights they wanted him to, and then they killed him off so fast in three. They kill off Snoke in eight, and it's like, well, who's the big bad? Just Kylo? Are they going to introduce somebody new? But you tie it all back. And now episode three, Plagueis taught Palpatine how to cheat death. Makes sense. And don't be surprised if Palpatine is now involved with whether it's the creation of Rey or something along those lines. There's going to be a lot to do with him.
Mm, all right. You had me, like, because the Emperor, I'm, like, coming to terms with.
Yeah.
I'm just like, because I think I didn't, like, because you believe what you want to happen.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, that when you, like, when you go through that, I'm higher on it. When it's, like, the creation of Rey, I'm just like, a little bit less. But we don't
correct.
Know.
We don't know. We also, that's me thinking that's how they're going to do it, where I trust in the writers to maybe convince you to go, well, actually, you know what? I wasn't on board with that at first, but because of the way they explained it, because in the canon books, Palpatine was, he was looking in comics and stuff too. He was on Jakku. He was looking for Sith relics. He was doing all this on Jakku. So
yeah,
it would make sense.
That's That secret base on Jakku.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good little,
And the other thing that he was doing is that he was going out into the unknown regions, very much so. Now, whether or not that's where he found Snoke, or whether or not that's where he found more relics and more things, it makes sense to bring him back. It just does.
Very exciting. Very exciting. But you say if you don't win, you're over straight away. No, you just, like, decide it's wrong, and you just scream about it for, like, 2 years.
That seems to be the norm, yeah.
But what was your highlight of the trailer?
I mean, I have to say the Emperor, right? I mean, I also really dug...
My favorite bit of Star Wars is being right.
Yeah, that's true. No, I really dig... I dug the beginning of the trailer to where you hear that heavy breathing from Rey, but she's so now in tune with the Force that the calm and the peace takes over her, and then she does that flip to where it looks like maybe it's training or whatever it might be, right? And I thought it was a great way to start it. It was great to see Lando back in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. Yeah.
The that scene with the TIE fighter coming towards her has the potential to be up there for me with the Sarlacc pit, because I like a confident Jedi. Like,
you like what? I'm sorry.
A confident Jedi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like Luke was sort of like, you know, this little farm boy that you could relate to. And then he got back to Tatooine and it's like, hey, I've got this.
That's a good call. Like, there was at no point did you ever feel like he didn't have it under control in Jedi. Yeah. Even when he went down with the Rancor, you knew he had it.
Yeah. And then to see Rey, like a couple years later, a similar situation. And she's like, this TIE fighter's racing towards her. And she seems to know exactly what to do, whether she's looking at it or not, and I like that confidence.
Yeah, me too. I like it too, because also she said it inside of the panel that we don't know how many years it's been. It could be a significant amount, and I hope it is. I hope it's like 3 or 4 years, because that'll give her enough time to even be more in tune. It's another reason why I think Palpatine's involved with her, because I think that whole silly thing that came about was like, oh, she's a Mary Sue. They haven't explained why. I think that JJ's going to explain why she is as powerful as she is, and whether or not she's cloned from Luke's hand or whatever it might be, we're going to get some kind of explanation of why she was given to those filthy junk traders.
Now, tonight, you got the Schmo down.
Yes. So for our Star Wars thing tonight, we have Alex Damon defending the title against someone who won the Fatal 5-Way inside of Star Wars Celebration yesterday.
Very cool. And where are you off to now?
I'm going to go see the Fallen Order paddle. I want to check out because that's the first time. Battlefront was okay. Battlefront 2 was better because it had story. But I'm really looking forward to this game, and I want to learn more about it. Because apparently there's going to be some really big actors that are doing some of the voices, and I want to learn more about it.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is what I don't get. It's like, if someone's got like a theory and it's just like a harmless, like why
do you yell at them?
Yeah.
I'm trying. Even if I was 100% wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, because the movie would come out and be like, see, idiot, he wasn't in it. Guarantee I would have gotten that. But to be fair, even those people who were yelling at me told me, that, like, oh, you got it. But I'll say something again and people will think I'm nuts and I'll get it again probably next week.
Well, I look forward to tomorrow's Jedi Council where you're like, hey,
you know, I shouldn't even say anything this time because I did at the Fatal Five Way. I turned to Ken and I said, "Hey, Ken, I don't know if you heard this, but Palpatine's in this film." It got a big laugh. So,
well, I had to find you just to give you your Harloff Demption.
Thank you, my friend.
And I doubted, and I'm not going to say I'm ever going to doubt you again.
Oh, everybody will.
Yeah.
And they should.
But I respect your right to be doubted.
Thank you, sir. And I respect your right as a person. I love you.
Thanks. Cheers,
thanks,
Christian.
Thanks, Steel. All right, brother.
All right, you guys. It's about 2:15. And this is one of my favorite things about Star Wars Celebration. The internet comes alive. Twitter accounts come up to you. Oh, we're taking a photo. And I just went instantly into my Japanese photo stance, which is putting up the peace sign. I went to Japan like 8 years ago, and I've never not... Like, every time I see a photo now, I do... Because I just got obsessed with doing the little peace sign for every photo. But Twitter accounts have come to life. Everyone introduced themselves.
Okay. My name's Lauren, at Loro Knows on Twitter.
I am Sarah Haas. I am at SEH221 on Twitter.
I am Katie Hearson. I am at Penguin Katie on Twitter, Katie with a Y.
And I'm Jack Washburn, JACQ Washburn. Look for me on Twitter and YouTube.
And you guys are from The Last Fan Group, which sounds a bit ominous. No more fan groups.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're in. That is all you need.
It's like the Skywalker saga is about to end, and so are fan groups. Yes. You guys have called it a day.
And we are here for it.
But describe my face when you came up to me and my...
So I will have to say this. Sarah and I have been like on missions to meet our like people we follow on Twitter, and you were definitely there. So when we were walking here, I think Sarah was the one that... Were you the one that spotted him, I think?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Like, wait, where we were going doesn't matter. They're still.
So I had to stop. I had to say hi to you.
It's like there's a podcaster in the wild.
Yes. Yeah.
A free-range podcaster. Right. Just roaming.
So, obviously, I've been a huge fan. We're all huge fans of yours, so we definitely...
I'm a fan of you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We love all your stuff you do. You know, we try to put it on the page. And, you know, positivity and all that.
Yeah, it was so like when you said who you were, and it took me a second, and then because what I do, which I was explaining to these guys just then, is I expect everyone to look exactly like their avatar, like whatever that day is, or that like, and so I was just like, ah,
put it all together.
Right? Okay, so how long have you guys been here since Wednesday?
Yes.
Thursday? Yeah, we all got in Wednesday. Sarah's from Chicago, so.
Oh, that's cheating, Sarah. See, this is what I think. If you live here, the day before, you should have to like fly like 2 hours away and then drive back. Just that's the, you know how people like want to have that camp out experience that you should have. You're not getting the full celebration experience.
I mean, it takes me an hour on the bus. I live on the other side of town, so you know, I do have a commute to get here. Well,
there's a guy from Perth, and he spent 31 hours on a plane. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. All right.
So you can shove your hour in the bus.
It's fair.
Acting like you're some sort of Chicago Sandra Bullock on a bus. I don't know what's going on. All right. So, what's your highlights been so far?
Oh wow. We were at the 9 panel, but the overflow.
Mm-hmm.
At the Twin Sun stage, that was just amazing. Just being with a bunch of fellow nerds, fans of Star Wars, and just geeking out over that trailer. That was amazing.
So good.
And what was the vibe like in the overflow room?
It was good. I mean, people were excited, clapping, cheering. Yeah, I mean, it was really good energy.
And gasping, just like as if we were in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was amazing.
What's your trail? Go through the trail highlights. What's your
I mean, just the Ray jumping over a silencer. Do I need more?
That's
like
our mind started to
I
explode.
Just yes. Yeah, you
and
were done there. Yeah.
Leia's theme, and that's when I lost it.
Yeah.
I cried
yes.
the rest of the way through that first.
I mean,
play.
Kylo charging people. That was. I mean, yeah. Here, yeah. Sarah thoughts.
No,
Carrie and Leia, or Carrie and Ray and Daisy,
yeah.
Leia and Ray. Yeah.
Just to
tear up at that point. Yeah. Turn in your nerd card if you didn't.
Just to see it, I was just like, "What is going on? Oh my god! What is going on? This is the title. Oh my god! It's an R action word. What I've been asking for. So like, I was really excited about that.
Seeing the Death Star in the background. Yeah. And then people, like, lost their minds
yeah.
when the trailer ended, stage was dark, and then red lights.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, come on. That's mic drop.
The ominous laugh, that was just...
Yeah.
JJ, you little... Sneaky man, that man.
But that, like, when it freeze-framed on the backflip... I was like, oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I was done.
That
yeah.
could
like,
satisfy
sold,
me.
Sold.
That could satisfy me. Like, because here's the deal. Here's my theory that I'm working on. That this is a steal. Not a theory. This is just...
Steal thoughts?
Yeah, this is just steal thoughts.
I like it.
My favorite scene in all of Star Wars is the Sarlacc pit.
Okay.
Right. Because it's sort of like, you know, Luke Skywalker, you've grown up with him. He was like this naive little kid. And now he's come back and he's the ass-kicking Jedi. He's back in his hometown. He's taking names. And I sort of see Rey in that same position in that she's sort of struggled the whole time. And then this TIE fighter's coming to her years later. And she doesn't, like, the bit I love about it is she knows exactly what to do. Like, she whether she's looking at the TIE fighter or away, she knows exactly when to run.
Yep.
And it's just like, yeah, so I am hoping that that's going to be my Sarlacc pit scene for the sequel
yeah.
trilogy, and
yeah,
it's in the third. It's you know it's
yeah.
it's very similar. Hey, it's all connected. It's poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Steel Wars ring theory we're talking about now.
I love it.
The Steel Goosebump ring theory.
We're here for it. Yeah.
All right. So, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the con?
Well, today we've got a photo op with Hayden. Later with Hayden Christensen.
Woo-hoo.
We are excited.
Yes.
So there's that.
Are you guys all doing it together?
Yes.
We are.
Group, obviously.
Yeah, we are. All four of us.
Okay. Well, I have to catch up with you afterwards.
Yes, please. Reactions? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
just,
fair.
Tomorrow we all got into the Mandalorian
yes.
main stage. So
I'm very excited
that.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is... Like, we just... All we've seen is one photo.
The only one.
And... Oh, there's, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, what does a Star Wars TV show
look like?
What does it taste like?
Yeah.
But they're excited. What about you? What's your, what are you holding out for?
You know, I've seen everyone I want to see. I mean, I would love to meet Daisy Ridley. I mean, I'm just praying she comes out on the floor. Like, my girls absolutely love her. I'm a mom. I've got a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old at home. And they're like, Mom, we want to see you meet Daisy and Ahsoka and Princess Leia. I'm like, oh, Carrie's not here. But, aww. Yeah, that would blow my mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put me in a box. Send me home.
Well, I did get to interview her yesterday.
Oh, wow.
No.
And I don't want to spoil anything, but we did
spoil
discuss
me.
Raylo.
This is important to me. I need to know all about the Bendemption, all about the Raylo.
We did talk about Bendemption as well.
I'm big on the Bendemption.
I'll wait till it comes out, but
I'm looking forward to it.
She does speak to Raylo. She does speak to Raylo. I think she thought when.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I said Bendemption, because she said, oh, maybe Ben will get redeemed. And I go, Bendemption. And she, like, thought I just made that up on the spot. And I went, oh, no. Imagine that in the interview, if I claimed to make that up. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, Star Wars Twitter would just be like...
You would probably have to go off of it, for sure. Yeah,
blocked
and
reported.
Pretty much.
But it's so nice to bump into all you guys.
Thank you.
Me too. Yeah, and thanks for all the support and the good vibes in Star Wars. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, you guys, it's now about 2:25, and I just bumped into Cody from Sacramento, and he was just at the Rebels Remembered panel. Did everyone there remember the Rebels?
Yeah, they were all remembered, and there were a lot of cheers for very specific callbacks during the show, and they showed a sort of like a super cut of different moments of Ezra, and the person next to me was crying by the end of it, so there were a lot of hardcore Rebels fans there.
And who was, like, on the panel? What Rebels were there to remember?
So Vanessa Marshall, Tia Sakaar, Taylor Gray. How many was that?
What about Freddie Prinze?
No.
No Freddie Prinze.
They left a chair open and said that one's for Freddie.
Oh, he was on my plane when I flew out, so I don't know what he's doing, that guy, what he's up to. But and is there any sort of like concept footage or what, like any little sort of exclusive things that went on there?
There were a lot of sketches. Dave Filoni was also there, and they showed a lot of his storyboards that he drew for specific episodes. He said for one of the Temple episodes, he had a very specific vision, and it was hard to explain, and so he had everything drawn out. And then for World Between Worlds, he had this huge whiteboard where he wrote out what the whole concept for the show and everything like that.
Ah, cool. And they stayed true to their promise of not announcing any new cartoons.
Yeah, no new shows or anything like that. He said that you could ask pretty much anything since the show was over, but there was no really discussion about future stuff. A couple people asked, "Where's Ezra?" And that was
what did he say? Nothing.
He said that's the one question he's not going to answer. Dave said he likes reading people's fan theories. Taylor Gray said that he likes fan theories too, and he's read so many of them that he's kind of confused about it now.
So you've got the Where's Ezra t-shirt. Did you make that yourself? Or?
It was a Tee Public thing, and I commented on one of the Facebook groups, I got the shirt, it wasn't my design, and then the person who designed it said that he made it for a photo shoot with Taylor Gray.
Oh, okay, cool. And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the con?
I think I just want to meet more fans and artists, and I think that the kind of fan side of it is probably my favorite part so far.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Well, thanks for the report, my new field reporter, Cody. I very much appreciate that. And, enjoy the rest of the con.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Love your show.
Cheers. Thanks. All right, you guys, it is about 2:40, and I'm thrilled to bump into someone that I've wanted to meet for a long time. From TheForce.net, it's Dustin. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going real good. And one of the reasons I wanted to meet you, because of your skateboarding background...
Yes, we both share that passion, apparently.
I always can be guaranteed that when I come out with a new sticker or t-shirt that's skateboard-related, that at least one person's going to get the reference.
Yes, it's usually me. Yeah, I get them right off the bat. So, yeah, it's a nice mix of Star Wars and skateboarding, and I'm a fan.
Because sometimes people like buy the Yubnubs t-shirt, and I sort of go, oh, are you into like skateboarding? They're like, nah, why would you ask that? And I just like Ewoks, and I'm like, wait, that's fine. But when someone gets both references, I'm like, oh, you're truly my people.
Yeah, totally, I agree.
So what have you been up to at Celebration?
We've just been running a booth upstairs on the floor. We're at 4232. We've had guests stopping by, doing a little recording on the side, handing out swag, covering some panels. Steve did his Lego animation panel today, and we're just getting ready to step onto the podcast stage here with the Forcecast.
Nice. And, you know, you're a big collectible guy, yeah?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I'd still dabble in collecting.
What are you hitting up?
I'm hooked on the Funko Pops right now. So I got sucked in.
That is the black tar heroin of Star
it's
Wars collecting.
Black hole, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, TheForce.net, 20 years. You've got the badge. Misa here for 20 years. Yep. I remember checking out this thing when it was like like when it was like Texas A&M or something like that.
Yes, that's where it started.
And it was so old school that the banner was sort of like photoshopped with images together. And I remember when that loaded on my computer, and maybe it took 5 minutes to load, but just being so impressed with that. I was like, how do they make those images join together? This is the 90s, guys. It was a different time. But how long have you been involved with it?
I've been involved with the Force.net probably since around 2002 or 2003. I started doing collecting coverage for them, and then just pretty much moved in and took over as people left. So,
and like, what's how have you like seen like the like what's the biggest change in fandom since you've been covering it?
The biggest change in fandom, I would say, is there's the internet has grown. You've got more outlets for people to express themselves, more ways for people to express themselves. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everybody and anybody can do what we were doing 20 years ago on our website. So it's grown overall over the past 20 years, and it's now more inclusive, I think, because of all these different ways that people can communicate their passion for Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like a more of a democratic, like more like even everyone can sort of have their say in a way. Yeah,
exactly. There's it's a platform, and everybody can, anybody who's I guess shouts the loudest can be heard.
The weird thing was, just while you're talking, I had this memory of treating the Force.net and Rebel Scum like Twitter, in that I would be at work and I'd just hit refresh every 5 minutes, just because it was the only place I knew where to get Star Wars news. So I'd be like, please just give me a new article to, like, just please. So it was like the worst Twitter feed ever. No one was tweeting. It was only like 3 tweets a day.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those days as well. And I've heard from a lot of people here at this show that that's where they started 20 years ago. And they remember growing up on the website, watching the prequel coverage that we had, and you know, just reminiscing about all the good times at TheForce.net.
It is an absolute pleasure. I've been a huge fan and followed like all your work for decades, it seems. And who's your favorite skateboarder of all time?
Matt Hensley.
Good call. Good call. I've been watching, because like Harrison, my little boy, is like 6 months old. So that involves a lot of late nights bouncing and stuff. So I've been like ducking into some like YouTube with the sound off while I'm trying to get him to sleep. And I've been just ducking in. Like, there's a lot of like late 80s skateboarding gold getting uploaded that I never got, like, of competitions and that I never got to see, that I just saw in magazines. And it's the best.
There's a ton of stuff up there on YouTube now. All the old videos we watched on VHS back in the late 80s, and most of it's been digitized and uploaded. And it's amazing to compare the skateboarding 30 years ago to these guys today, because you could still see the technical difficulty, but it was at its earliest stages, and now it's been honed over the past 20 years with this newer generation, and it's just amazing what they can do on a skateboard nowadays.
Have you ever like thought about how popular skateboarding is, and Star Wars, they were sort of like in tune? Do you know what I mean? Like, the late 80s, like, skateboarding sort of died off, and like, the late 90s. And then like, as you got closer to 2000, they both got, like, really, really big.
Yes, you're right there. It does go in waves. There's been several ups and downs in skateboarding over the past 50 years. And you've seen it also in Star Wars there, with just that one gap from the end of Jedi till they started the prequels.
Yeah, because, like, one of my grails that I just totally blew it on back when I was like a teenager was that the skateboard company, Danny Way Skateboard Company, Plan B, brought out those bootleg Star Wars graphics.
Yes.
And it was like in 92 or something. And I didn't have enough like money to buy like a set of boards to put on the wall. But because skateboarding was so small and Star Wars was so small at the time, they're both make those boards so rare and so doubly wanted.
Exactly. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of product out there for Star Wars. And then at this particular time in skateboarding history, it was fashionable for them to just rip off graphics and create skateboard decks with any IP that they wanted. and they would run it until they got a cease and desist, and then they'd go on to the next thing.
Yeah, because skateboarding was so small that they...
It's like underground, you know, and there was only a small subculture that was really paying attention.
What is your favorite? We'll wrap with this, because I know you've got to go do the pod. What is your favorite crossover Star Wars skateboarding, like, item of all time?
Oh, crossover skateboarding item. Well, Santa Cruz did some boards a few years back. They had the license, and I really enjoyed R2-D2 inlay board. And that's something that's more of a collector's item, piece of art that you'd hang on the wall than, you know, go shredding on, you know. I would say that, the R2 board from Santa Cruz. That was pretty nice. It was, you know, every little piece of wood was inlaid. It wasn't printed. It wasn't a graphic. It was a piece of art.
Yeah, that was quite a bit of craftsmanship.
Yes, and they also didn't they do a Boba Fett too, I believe, that was inlay? I can't remember.
I think they did a Vader, maybe a Boba Fett.
Vader or Boba Fett. Anyway, but I remember the R2, so.
You're an R2 guy as well, yeah?
Yeah, I focus on collecting R2 stuff here and there.
Alrighty, well, enjoy the rest of the con. Absolutely pleasure to finally meet you in person.
It's been finally nice to meet you too. I've been following you for a while now, so.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Dustin.
Thanks.
Alrighty, guys, it's 3:50, and as promised, Dan Grievous is back for his roving report on the Jedi Fallen Order. Have I got the name of the video game right?
Yes, very correct.
Alright, what's going on? What sort of game is this?
It's actually an adventure game that looks kind of similar like The Force Unleashed, but with even more beautiful graphics and motion capture, more advanced.
So what's, like, who are you in the game?
Okay, you are Cal. I forgot the second name. It's really hard to spell out. But you're Cal, played by Cameron Monaghan from Gotham. He's the Joker. Like, I'm really impressed with the choice of character of actor to portray the character. And you are the surviving Padawan 5 years after Revenge of the Sith, and you're trying to survive. And like the main thing that emphasized in the trailer was trust no one.
Really? And so this is for like all video game platforms sort of thing?
This is what I heard it is for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4, but I'm not sure if they mentioned PC. But I hope it is, because that's the console I use.
Nice. So, and like, it's a story mode thing. It's like a sort of a traditional video game where you go through on a mission. Sort of like, Shadows of the Empire or something like that.
Actually, it's much more closer to that. They emphasize that they are focusing on the story. They have Matt Mishnevitz from the Clone Wars writing the story with a lot of other people. And that gives me even more hope, because he did an amazing job on the Clone Wars.
Okay, so as a game player, what's your hype level after seeing the panel?
I'm really hyped, because especially one part was them cutting up and getting parts from a derelict Venator-class Star Destroyer from the Clone Wars. That made me lose my mind.
All right, well, maybe we should just spend the rest of the day trying to find your mind.
Yes, it's somewhere here, maybe, I don't know, maybe around the food court, maybe.
Either way, let's go to the food court. All right, good report, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and may the Force be with you.
Oh, it is, buddy. It is.
Hey, you guys, thanks so much for listening to our Saturday coverage of Star Wars Celebration. Now, as you know, our live show was that Saturday night, and it is a ripper. And you can catch the video as it premieres live on YouTube on Saturday, May the 4th at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. The show is in two sections. There is the general live show with a ton of hilarious stories. We had Claire Stribling, we had Anthony Bresnikan, Chris Taylor, Horst Burkhart, so many people on the panel. It was the best of times. So that's the first part, and that is going to be on YouTube at 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern for everyone. Now, if you are a Patreon, directly following that premiere, which we'll have the live chat on, so everyone will be able to chat together, I'll be there, and a bunch of the guests from the show will also be online to chat along, but directly after that, for patrons only. So this is an excellent month to sign up for the Patreon, partly because there's so much bonus content, but then there's this. The video of the erotic fanfiction live read is one of the funniest things that we've done. Strictly adults only. If you're around sensitive ears, do not tune in to this. But it is amazing. So that's going to be next Saturday. We'll have all the details on our social media and the website, all that good stuff. In other news, we have got, by the time you listen to this, a reorder of our Chicago Sports Reference t-shirt. Other people have called it the Jump Mall, or whatever you want to call it, but is a sweet mashup, and that sold out at Celebration, and we've got reorders going out for that now. If you want to pre-order that, we've got the t-shirt, we've got the long sleeve, we've got the hoodie, then we've got the spray jacket, the tracksuit pant, the basketball short, and the basketball jersey. So a nice spread of items, and it got such good feedback. I know me just wearing it around Chicago, I got tons of comments. So support the podcast, get a sweet t-shirt, and all will be good. If you're enjoying the shows, and we're a little bit behind, admittedly, on getting these blog pods out, but I have a near 7-month-year-old child and also moved last week. So directly after Celebration, we moved house. And yeah, that was something. But we're getting set up. We're almost done. And the new work area is currently being worked on. But yeah, so we're a bit slow on getting everything out. Paul Jones from the Geek Dudes podcast and Hey Hey It's a Podcast has done a ripper job getting all these ready. So thank you so much, Paul. And thanks to all the patrons for supporting the show, and I hope you're enjoying all the bonus content. We have got an After Dark going up directly after this, which is the aftermath of the live show. I'm actually worried to listen back to that. And another fun thing we did, which goes for about a half an hour, is a blog pod of me and Rashad going to see the Avengers. So a little bit of preamble beforehand, which is quite funny, me stressing out Rashad. And then as we walk home, we talk about what we liked about the movie and a bit of Star Wars stuff. And I don't know, Rashad's got some name for this show. I surprised him with the show, and he, was it Sarte or something? I don't know. He gave it some hip-hoppy sound. I don't know what's going on. I don't get the joke, but other people think it's hilarious. So I'm going with it. Whatever it's called, it's a funny name. It's Rashad's show. So check that out on the Patreon feed. We're doing good things. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.